In the day's other news, the U.S. House of Representatives gave final approval to a $15 billion gun violence bill, the first of its kind in nearly three decades. It had passed the Senate last night, with 15 Republicans joining all 50 Democrats. Today's debate and vote in the House was much more down party lines.
To the members who lack the courage to join in this work, to those who lack the courage to join in this work, I say your political survival is insignificant compared to the survival of our children.
Congress is moving full steam ahead to restrict the right to self-defense for law-abiding gun owners and the right to due process for all Americans. This legislation is the wrong approach, and we ought to oppose it.
Among other things, the measure curbs gun sales to people convicted of domestic violence, and it helps fund state laws to take guns away from people who are deemed dangerous. In Ukraine, government forces conceded control of the eastern city of Severodonetsk, a major milestone in Russia's advance across the Luhansk region. The regional governor said that fighters were pulling back to avoid being encircled.
Now we're in the situation where it makes no sense to stay in positions that have been smashed to pieces during many months of fighting, because the number of casualties in these poorly fortified areas will grow every day.
Russian forces are also advancing on Lysychansk across a river from Severodonetsk. It now becomes the last major pocket of Ukrainian resistance in the region. The official earthquake death toll in eastern Afghanistan has risen to 1,150. That word came today as the devastated region shuddered again with a heavy aftershock. Survivors struggled to find food and shelter and waited for aid that is slowly trickling in. The UN Human Rights Office today blamed Israeli troops for the death of Shireen Abu Akleh, a Palestinian-American journalist. She was shot dead last month during unrest in the occupied West Bank. The UN review concluded that she was hit by, quote, seemingly well-aimed bullets fired by Israelis, not Palestinians, and it called for a full investigation.
More than 6 weeks after the killing of journalist Shireen Abu Akleh and the injury of her colleague Ali Samoudi in Jenin on the 11th of May, 2022, it is deeply disturbing that Israeli authorities have not conducted a criminal investigation.
Israel has denied that its soldiers targeted Abu Akleh. It also called again for the Palestinians to share access to the fatal bullet. The Palestinians have refused, saying they do not trust the Israelis to conduct a legitimate investigation. Record-breaking heat has hit more highs today all around the northern hemisphere. Cities in northern China had readings of 107 degrees. In the Russian Arctic, it was nearly 90 on Thursday, and 15 states across the U.S. had highs of 100 degrees. Scientists say the extreme heat this early in the year is likely linked to climate change. The people of Surfside, Florida, marked 1 year today since 98 people were killed when a condominium tower collapsed. First Lady Jill Biden was among those honoring the victims at the now cleared site where the 12-story building once stood. The cause of the collapse is still under investigation. And Wall Street closed out a week that recouped much of last week's losses. Stocks rose on hopes that interest rates won't need to rise so much if the economy cools. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 823 points on the day, 2.7%, to close at 31,500. The Nasdaq rose 375 points, 3.3%. The S&P 500 was up 3%.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.